Hi, can you hear me, Donnie?
Yes, the call got disconnected again.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. I believe it's a technical issue. We
Sure.
keep get disconnected. Okay, so Donnie, I wanted to have a discussion in regards to the project, and I see that you and Janet, you guys are quite dissatisfied. So please go ahead and tell me your side of the story.
Outside of the story. Well, back in September, the first part, September 27th, 28th, I had put in some bids earlier, like maybe early part of September, for Ms. Holmes, and she was looking for some marketing. You know, her book was already completed and everything. She was looking for marketing, so we got the call from you guys to actually do marketing for her, and like she kept saying, that was her main thing, and it's recorded on the meeting minutes that we take during the meetings, because we had quite a few meetings with her, and she would call every day. You know how Ms. Holmes, she actually emphasized that she wanted the marketing done more than anything. And I suggested, you know, about the revamping of the book, and Ms. Holmes agreed to it. So, you know, we went from there, and I sent in everything. You know, no social media had to be built, you know, sorry, built. The only thing that had to be done was, you know, to get started. Questionnaires were sent in properly because Ms. Holmes, she has me, so you don't have to worry about, you know, anything dragging, because she has me to do all that for her.
Donnie,
And
I'm
also,
interrupt.
she was looking for her book.
Your voice is
I'm
cutting off
sorry?
again. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is cutting off. Is there a
Oh,
possibility
no
that you could
problem.
change
So,
your?
is there an issue? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you better now. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there an issue with Ms. Holmes getting her money back? Because she paid $3,500 as well for books that's not being printed. And she didn't get any advertisements for 3 months. No, so she just wants her money back. It's, you know, that's it.
Understood. Okay, thank you so much for that
Yes,
detailed
yes.
explanation, Donnie. I see that your writing and publication, editing and publication project, it's in the final stage, which is the publication. I guess we have already completed the publication of the book as well. So it's the marketing
Well, yeah,
aspect.
the publication. Excuse me. Can I eject?
Yep, sure, go ahead.
Like I said, no edit. And also, I didn't say this part. No editing had to been done because, like I said, the book was already a completed work. It was on Amazon, and her editors, her people she used prior, had already done all of that. So nothing had to be done, but to start, you know, marketing for her. And so I need you to explain to me, so I can explain to Ms. Holmes, because she emailed as well stating that she wants her money refunded so she can go with her other option. It's no harm to y'all, but you know, money is money.
Of course.
And that's what she
And
was
I,
trying to, yeah.
yep, I understand that
I'm
completely.
listening.
The reason why we actually terminated an entire team, it's one of those reasons, because we could see that things are not moving forward as per the commitment or as per the direction or process, you know, in which it should. And that's the reason why we eliminated them out of the picture, because we could see that nothing is being done as promised or as committed, and we do not work that way. That's the reason why you must be seeing that there is a transition happening internally while we are trying to cater you as a client or a customer on the other hand. I do understand what you're saying, and everything that you said, I'm not denying any of that. I am sure there was a drawback. Somebody back there dropped the ball, due to which, you know, we ended up in this situation like this. And
I have it on tape. You know, I have everything from the meeting minutes. It's all on tape.
That's completely fine. You know, I believe the tape. I believe you because that's what I'm saying. That the
And also, not trying to cut you off, my dear, but also Ms. Holmes, like I said, she was like I said in the email, she was just giving it as a grace period. Saw it as an opportunity to make money on the, during the holiday season. That was the big, the marketing and making the money during the holiday season because there's a lot of that could be. And like I said, she didn't have nobody had to do anything. Ms. Holmes actually paid more than she should have because nothing really had to be done but to get to work. I got everything, all the questionnaires got in very quickly, very promptly. And there was a massive amount of them. If anybody did any work, it wasn't me. I got all that stuff in as quickly as possible from Ms. Holmes, and she didn't see any productivity in it, so she's going with her second option. She had more than one option, see. She decided to go with you guys.
Of course.
She just wants her money back. She just wants that. That's it.
Okay. Okay. When you guys were signing up for the marketing package, didn't anyone inform you that the first month of marketing, it's actually an awareness campaign in which you won't be getting any conversions in terms of sales, but it's just to set your footprint in the market, introduce you as an author, introduce your book. So in that awareness campaign...
None of that was done.
Yeah, okay.
None of that was done.
There was a communication.
None of that was done. And like I said, she already had a social media platform.
Okay.
The foot was already in the door.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. At this point of time, we are just trying to fix things and bring the project back on track. But I believe that Janet would not be interested in working with the company any longer. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's just trying to, like I said, she had different options. She had different options, and she just wants to try to make up for what she lost during the Christmas holiday.
Well, technically, at this point of time, she's not stuck with the old team, you know, the one that made false commitments and did not deliver what they said. At this point of time, the entire team is changing. And having said that, I want to know, obviously, there will have to be some sort of compensation, which I will be working on closely with the management to get an approval and see whichever compensation
for what?
For the inconvenience and half of that cost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not just because she wants her money back.
Okay.
She wants her money back. She spent almost $10,000. $10,000, and she didn't get anything. That's a lot of money. I mean, I know you can understand that.
I do understand that, Donnie.
She didn't have anything against, and also, she didn't have anything against Anna. Anna was quite nice. She called a lot, but nothing got done. You understand? And Ms. Holmes was very patient with you. She just said, we'll see this out, we'll just wait, And, you know, she just really didn't complain about it. She just said that we'll just wait. That's in the back of her mind. At the same time, she was saying the same thing I'm telling you. Nothing is getting done.
Understood.
And
that's the reason why
we like I said, she already was established. She didn't have to get established.
No, I completely understand where you're coming from, and that is the reason why we had to take such harsh measures and terminate an entire team, because we could see that nothing was being done. Okay, at this point of time, Donnie, is there any option to have a direct conversation with Janet, like tomorrow or something?
Should I email you back? I'll get with her because you was calling me just as I'm getting off because it's y'all are 2 hours. It's like it's 7:10 here. So I was already, it's probably 5 there. I was already off, really. You know, I'm not working, but you know, for her, I've been working with her for a very long time.
Time zone
it's
too, so it's the same time. It's like about to be.
Yeah, that's what I know. So
how about
So I was game for it.
I'm saying, how about this? I call you tomorrow first thing in the morning, let's say somewhere around 10 to 11, and then you can give me a final answer if I can have a word with a quick chat because you gave me everything that was required. So it's not going to be a long conversation. You can tell her that it will just be a quick conversation of 5 to 10 minutes. That's it. So if she can, you know, make time tomorrow, once I have a final word with her, as you are like the mediator, you are a spokesperson from her, but I, from my end, I need to have a word with her for a final confirmation. Once that is done, I'll be sending you guys an email with the options along with the refund option, and then we can move forward with whatever is suitable for you in terms of a resolution, you know, out of this project. Okay.
And also, she sent an email herself.
Okay.
She sent an email herself stating what she wanted. Did you see it?
Yes, I did
see that. She also sent, So you can talk to her so you can confirm it, but I'll get with her to see what time is available for her because, like I said, she's a busy lady. She has business things that she does. So
you can proactively mention her. Of course, I understand. Donnie, you can proactively mention the story.
She wants it to go back.
The call is not going to be longer than 10 minutes max, okay? So it'll be a very short call. I just need her on a recorded medium to state that she is willing to opt out of the project. Once that is done, it will be easier for me to put the case forth in front of the finance department, okay?
Okay. I'll get with her. And you, what time are you going to call me tomorrow? If it's 11 here, it's 9 there.
What time zone are you in?
Central Standard.
I'm sorry?
I'm in Texas. Central Standard, Houston. We're in Houston, Texas. Central Standard time.
Okay, Central. Okay, all right. Well, I am in the Pacific Standard zone. So, okay, fine. So I'm going to call you.
So if it's 11 here, it's 9 there.
Yeah, that is correct. So let me just check under here. If I'm calling you in between 10 to 11, it's going to be in between 12 to 1 on your end. So that's when I'll call you to confirm.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time once again. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and let's resolve this, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Have a nice day.
Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.